We are a voluntary-based organisation that is primarily involved with the care of people when they need first aid, so no one should suffer through a lack of first aid. So our volunteers are trained, and then we train the public through a variety of public courses.
And you're obviously seen at lots of events, and you're going to be holding a special event next week, throughout the week, at Cineworld in Aldershot. So can you tell us what's going to be happening?
Quite exciting times. We've got Save a Life September, which is an event which runs throughout the whole of September, and the key aim is to train as many people as we can by just them turning up to events. So we've got one at Cineworld on Monday next week and on Wednesday from 11 till 1, and you just literally turn up and you can then come in and see what some demonstrations on basics such as resuscitation of children and adults and blood loss and choking, which is obviously most parents' worst nightmare, really. And so we go through those basics.
So definitely the need to know things.
Oh, yes, because then you can celebrate like a hero, you know, and it's maybe your best friend that you save. It may be your child. And there is nothing more reassuring than knowing the right thing to do at the right time.
And of course, that was there was the famous campaign of you can save a life to staying alive. I mean, does that count? Can you do that?
Absolutely. The Vinnie Jones advert, which was produced by the British Heart Foundation, was also relaunched earlier in the year when the Lego movie came out. So it can still be seen on the British Heart Foundation site, which is britishbhf.org.uk. So parents, if they want their children to see something that's a little less scary than the Lego, advertising by them works really well. But we would like people to come and use our app, which is totally free. So you just literally go onto your app store in Google or in BlackBerry or iStore, and then you can type in St John Ambulance and download a free app.
This sounds exciting. So tell us about this app. What can we find on there?
The app is brilliant because you walk around. It's rated 5 out of 5 by the App Store team. And you have got resuscitation for infant, child and adult. So it's like carrying a trainer around in your pocket. So if you had somebody suddenly collapse and you needed to know exactly what to do, you'd press on the app and it tells you step by step what to do if an infant is not breathing, a child or an adult. You literally click through the app. And there are also other information's on there about volunteering opportunities with St John Ambulance.
So who can come along to the event at Cineworld?
Absolutely anyone. We would love to see, obviously, children, parents, families. We have got one specifically on Sunday the 28th, which we are going to be in Cineworld focusing really on the children. So we're going to have stick on wounds, we're going to have children rolling around on the floor, putting their parents into the recovery position in the foyer. So, and I'll be with my colleague Bridget Jackson on that, who's one of our team members from Farnham. And the day before, families can also visit us at Farnham Food Fair, where we're also doing a Save a Life September event there. So if they can't get to Cineworld on the Monday or Wednesday or the Sunday, then they can see us at Farnham on the Saturday. And these events are totally free of charge, no charge at all. So we'd like to see absolutely everyone. Every family member that comes will be given a free leaflet called a Z card, and that will have the advice that they can carry around. If they haven't got my mobile phone, then that's fine, because then they can carry the Z card in their wallet.
So if someone wants to come along when you're at Cineworld, perhaps, you know, during their lunch hour or during a break, how long does it take to learn your 5 important steps to saving a life?
Within about half an hour we can get those. So we're going to try and roll them so that we do half an hour, then roll the programme again for the next half an hour, so that then if people turn up, we can then, they can be directed down to us, so that people can fit it in during a lunch break where they may only get, say, a 30-minute break, 40-minute break. They can come down and it'd be nice and quick and simple.